Item two, from the County Board Chairman, appointing Mr. Michael S. Harper to the Milwaukee County Pension Board for a term expiring September 30, 2018.
Good morning.
Thank you, Mr. Chair and Committee. Pleased to make my second appointment, Mr. Michael Harper. I've also known him for quite some time. I know, Mr. Chair, you're a student of the market. Mr. Harper has spent some time on Wall Street as a market maker and trader, and I find myself, whenever he and I are talking, I regularly find myself having to go, I get a reading list, or I have things I have to go look up and read so that I can respond the next time to some of the things that he'll bring up. So there are a couple books on options pricing that he's made me go get, or, you know, reading Warren Buffett's annual letter, those kinds of things. But on the other side, if any of you need solar installed on your roof, he can do that too. So he's a jack of all trades, but he'll be a tremendous asset to the pension board, given his experience and his thinking.
Before I go to Supervisor Mayo, nominee Quentin E. Harper, would you like to address the committee?
Well, thank you. I appreciate the chairman for this opportunity. I think it would be a great privilege to serve the board as well as the constituents that the pension represents. I've had a passion for markets probably as long back as Hartford Avenue, where I attended middle school. Had a teacher who, you know, spent considerable time just kind of exposing us to something that was, you know, relatively obtuse to the curriculum, but it was something that sparked an interest. Learned early on that my mom, through a trust, owned Exxon and Weatherford International, so that just kind of added to, you know, a lifelong passion, which has afforded me to visit exchanges around the world, Dubai, Johannesburg, across the United States. So it's been something that I've had a long-term interest in, and I would love the opportunity to serve and share some of those insights gained along the way with the board of for the county pension.
Thank you very much. Supervisor Mayo?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Mr. Harper, you said what high school, grade school you went to. What high school did you go to?
Attended university school.
Oh, you're a university student?
Yes, sir.
Oh, what did you do at university?
That's kind of a laughable response, but I was the captain of our basketball team. I was a varsity member of our soccer team, so I was active in sports. So I've had opportunities to lead at multiple levels, and that includes being an entrepreneur today, and as supervisor and chairman mentioned, being very active in renewable energy. So
how's that come along?
It's a challenging local market, but the opportunity is still very strong given the federal tax credit expiry next year. So there's a lot of demand coming into the marketplace, and it should be a robust year in 2016 for projects.
Now, one more question. What's some of your hobbies?
Hobbies include travel, which the exchanges are generally a part of that, and recently and increasingly cooking. So when I have downtime, I find myself on the cooking channel or behind the stove preparing something, which my kids delight in. So,
well, Mr. Chairman, since I'm the only one with this question, I move approval.
Mr. Chair. Supervisor Mayo moves to approve the appointment. Supervisor Moore, I'm going to.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I see that you have a book there with you. What's that book that you have in front of you?
Oh, this is just for my inscription.
Just note-taking?
Yeah, this is my note-taking.
Okay, I always admire a man who has a book with them, or a man or a woman. You talked about renewable energies.
Yes, sir.
I know that Wisconsin deals with switchgrass a lot in the state. It's a alternative fuel that's often used. Like, what's your synopsis of that as a good alternative for fuel? And it's kind of delicate, you know, if we have a bad season, if it rains too much, if it's too hot, the whole crop is destroyed. But what is your take on switchgrass and other renewable energies that we might invest in Wisconsin or the Midwest?
I would say that, you know, they're all going to be strong complements to, you know, how we fuel America today. You know, it's just, we're a long ways from being a Germany even in terms of, you know, their commitment to renewable energy. But the policy is what drove that, whether it's in Germany, Japan, any place around the world. Policy dictated a lot of those outcomes. And as we consider our policy directives going forward, it becomes a complement to our current fuel mix, and it helps to achieve some of the objectives that will be set forth in the Clean Power Act, which is forthcoming. So that's another long conversation that I'd love to have. But, you know, I think there is still opportunity for investment because it does represent a part of our, you know, infrastructure and our way forward.
Okay. And also, what books would you recommend? Can you throw out a book out there for folks that they need to be reading right now?
No, I won't.
No, really, can you recommend?
I recently read a very, very interesting book from MIT Press called The Internet of Things. So I think that's you know, an area where we'll see continued discovery, and if you're forward-thinking, Internet of Things is intersecting with us beyond our cell phones and mobile devices.
Thank you very much. That's all I have, Mr. Chair.
Thank you. Any other comments, questions on the nominee? On the appointment. Madam Coordinator, please call the roll on the appointment.
Supervisors Haas?
Aye.
Mayo?
Aye.
Roma West?
Aye.
Jurczyk?
Aye.
Waddle?
Aye.
Moore Omokunde?
Aye.
Schmidt?
Aye.
Mr. Chairman?
Aye.
8 ayes, 0 noes. The motion that item number 2 be recommended for confirmation prevails.
Congratulations.
Thank you all. Thank you.